Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek Het Mishnah Dalet. Here we'll talk about a cow that was sold from a seller to a buyer. And there's a question in terms of the pregnancy of the cow. When did it give birth? Did it give birth before it was sold or after it was sold? We'll talk about it in terms of a trade of a cow for a donkey. Mishnah says, HaMachlif Para B'Hamor V'Yaledav. Somebody trades a cow for a donkey, and after the trade was already done, they find out that the cow that was traded gave birth. We don't know when it gave birth. Did it give birth before the trade? If it gave birth before the trade, then the baby cow belongs to the first owner of the cow. But if it gave birth after that trade, then the baby belongs to the new owner of the cow. Same thing if somebody sells his Kna'ani maidservant, and then afterwards we find out that she gave birth. We don't know if she gave birth before the sale, in which case the owner of the new baby would be the first owner of this Kna'ani slave woman. Or if the woman gave birth here after the sale, and then the child would belong to the new owner. In this case, the seller says, no, she gave birth before I sold her, and therefore the baby, the offspring, is mine. Or when it comes to the cow, the baby cow is mine. And then the buyer says, no, she gave birth afterwards. She gave birth after the sale happened, and therefore the offspring would be mine. We say, yahloku, they divide up. They divide up the value of the calf or the child. It's unknown really over here who is the one who's telling the truth, who's the one here who knows what actually went on. So therefore we say they split in this scenario. We'll continue to talk about a disagreement between the buyer and the seller. And what happens between that types of disagreement all depends on the claims of both the buyer and the seller. Mishnah says, Hayu lo shene avadim ehad gadol ve'ehad katan, ve'chen shete sadot ehad gedola ve'ehad katana. Somebody has two slaves, a large slave and a small slave, and he sells one of them, but there's a disagreement between the seller and the buyer of which slave was sold. Same thing in terms of a field. A person has two fields, a large field and a small field. He sells one of them, but there's a disagreement between the buyer and the seller which field was sold. So the outcome all depends on the claim of the two people. Hagadol omer, hagadol lakachti. The buyer says, I definitely bought the large field. Vehala omer en yodea. And the seller says, I don't know which one I sold to you. So we say, zakha hagadol. The buyer here has the right to the large field. The seller would have to swear that he didn't sell the large field to the buyer. So he can't claim that. He can't swear that since he's telling us he doesn't know. So therefore, he doesn't have any claim, and therefore he would have to pay the he would have to give the buyer the large field. Second type of claim. Hamocher omer katan macharti, vehala omer en yodea. The seller says, I definitely sold you the small field. And the buyer says, en yodea. He says, I don't know which field you sold me. En lo ela katan. The buyer has the right only to the small field. The seller here would not be obligated to swear because the buyer is not making any claim against him. So he only has rights to the small field as the buyer claimed that he sold it to him. And like we said, the buyer here has no whatsoever claim. Third type of claim, ze omer gadol, ze omer katan. Two contradictory claims. The buyer says, I definitely bought the large field or the large slave. And the seller says, no, I definitely sold you the small one. We say, Yishabah Mocher. The seller here has to swear that he sold him the small one. And then the buyer would only receive the small slave or the small field. Since the seller here is, in a way, Modeh B'Miksat, he is admitting partial payment. He's admitting that he owes him the small field. So when we have a case of Modeh B'Miksat, where a person's admitting part of it, and he swears along with it that he doesn't owe any more, we believe him. So here, as long as the seller is admitting part of it, which is the small field, and he is going to swear, then he only has to hand over the small field to the buyer. Last claim, ze omer en yodea, ze omer en yodea. If both the buyer and the seller say they don't know which field was sold, they don't know which field was bought, everybody is confused in this situation, we say yahloku. They divide the difference between the large and the small field. The seller would give the buyer half the value, or half the extra value in price difference between them. The seller gives that to the buyer, and the buyer would lose out on the other half if he happened to have bought in reality the large field. So they split the difference in this scenario.